Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The drums today, thank you.
Free, want to be free.
We switched her up today, giving Aaron Tippin the power off, because it is Neil Diamond's birthday today. What a talent, Neil Diamond, huh?
Wow.
He's 81?
Yeah, 81 today, yeah.
Is he still performing?
Not much, no. He's done a couple of things on the internet with some fun little, like his acoustic in his living room kind of thing, but no, not much.
Doesn't do like a Celine Dion Vegas kind of thing or anything?
I think he's wrapping it up.
Wow. Saw him at the Fargo Dome last time he was through. And that movie, The Jazz Singer, I always liked too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's quite the talent.
Yeah, I remember Hot August Nights when that came out. Bought it on album.
Oh. Let's do a little Sweet Caroline today.
Oh, yeah, we'll do them all.
We'll do them all. Yeah. Salute to the 81-year-old Neil Diamond today on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson, all on duty for you, our fine listeners, on What's On Your Mind. My weekend consisted of this. Shovel. Snow. Shovel again. More snow. Shovel again.
Shovel, pile, repeat.
I swear I was like in a candid camera episode this weekend. Because it was unbelievable. You would, you know, you'd shovel and
yeah, it was in those narrow bands, came in waves, yep.
And it would, I'd get back in and it would start snowing again. I'm like, yep. What is going on, for crying out loud? That happened like four times this weekend. So I apologize to the FedEx, UPS, USPS folks today. I just said, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it until there's absolutely blue skies.
No, we're done.
I'm not doing this anymore. Oh, I got to do it before the windshield warning kicks in here, though. We have a full hour this hour on What's On Your Mind of open phone time. Meaning, we're going to crank up the radio graffiti today on What's On Your Mind for this first hour. What is on your mind today? Simple question. We want to know. Radio graffiti means you talk and we listen. Put you on the clock, you got a full minute. Don't ask us questions if you want us just to shush for a minute. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text us. It's not as fun as you calling, especially with radio graffiti. But you can text us, 701-237-1590. All right. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Next hour, Father Dominic Bo of the University of Mary. Bo. Bo? Bo. I don't know why I can't do that, but B-O-U-C-K, I mess it up every time.
Bauk.
Bauk.
Like couch. Bauk. Yeah.
Bauk is like bow wouch.
That's what he told me. Yeah. So it's cow, bow, couch. Bauk. Bauk.
Like couch. I don't get...
Father Bauk.
I don't get couch out of Bauk. Yeah. But anyway, he's the chaplain. Father Dominic. Let's go with Father Dominic.
Father D.
Father D is the chaplain at the University of Mary. And 200 University of Mary students traveled 30 hours to Washington, D.C. took part in the March for Life, and 30 hours back. They're making their way back, so we get a full report on the March for Life today from Father Dominic and the crew at the University of Mary. Also, Fargo native Tom Hoagie. Don't you just love when a North Dakotan does well on the PGA Tour? Tell all those people that grew up in California and Arizona and Florida, thought they were the cat's meow of golf. No! We got a North Dakotan, one of his best weekends ever on the PGA Tour, second place at the American Express Championship at La Quinta, California, 21 under par, two shots back of Hudson Swafford. I don't even know these golfers' names anymore.
There's a lot of new ones.
Man, alive, unbelievable. So, second place finish, he got like 828,000 plus. Cha-ching, ching, yep. Payday for him. So, kind of cool. He'll join us later in the program today.
That helps pay for all the expenses of the tournaments he's played in where he doesn't make the money. Or it's weird how I've known a couple of LPGA guys and PGA guys that, you know, those big wins are great, but when you average them out, unless you're, you know, winning all the time, it's a nice deal, though.
Pretty cool. Yep. All right, radio graffiti time. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Let's go to Gene. You're first up here. 258-0550. 800-228-0550. Let me grab the stopwatch.
I got you.
Gene, go. You're next on what's on your mind.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Do you know what's going on in England?
Do I know what's going on in England? This is your minute. There's a lot of things going on in England. I do see that the U.K., has
said no more.
Kind of basically
no more mask mandates, no more masks.
Right. Yeah. That basically this is a Wuhan virus is something we're going to live with, and so let's just realize it's here. Sort of like there's variants of the flu. There's going to be variants of this, and from lockdown a go-go to more reasonable. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Doug Billings. Doug Billings on deck, 10 o'clock at night. Has legal papers that they're going to use on their pharmaceuticals and their government agents and everything. There's going to be legal proceedings, and it will invoke the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, we've had calls about that.
You had a call last Tuesday, too.
Yeah. With the Hammersmith, yeah, and the case number and stuff. Yeah, I read a bit about that. I didn't get much on it, Gino, that I didn't think that, I mean, it was going to be, you know, I obviously think it's going to take time, but it seems like they've got some serious evidence is what I'm gathering out of it early.
Yep. Okay, my minute's up. Thank you.
Well, it's Super Producer Chris, put this on our to-do list. We need to get a new media reporter out of the U.K. to break this down for us. Not the BBC. Not the old guard, the new guard. Andy is on the road. You got a minute, Andy, on what's on your mind, radio graffiti, to start the show today on a brand new week. Go!
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
I came in one time during the town hall with Senator Kramer asking, early on in the pandemic, asking about these senators and Congress critters that sold off stock before, you know, it tanked the first time during the pandemic. And he gave a lengthy answer about basically how they policed themselves. And here we are again. That, you know, it's not a secret that these people make tons of money. And either they're clairvoyant or they have inside information. And I just wanted to bring that up today because of what the stock market's doing and how I've lost wealth since the beginning of the year. I've tried to be responsible, save money, you know, do the right thing. And I'm starting to feel like an imbecile more and more all the time. So maybe next time the good senator comes on, he could provide some stock tips for us and help repair the damage. Was that about 45 seconds?
That was a minute five, Andy, but that's just fine.
All right, all right.
Appreciate your calling today, and you're right. This story is front and center, especially with Nancy Pelosi as one example of someone that has enriched herself. And you have to scratch your head and say, how did this work? So at least it's getting some attention on Capitol Hill. I don't remember Senator Kramer's answer to that question, but nonetheless, I would encourage you to call when he's on. because he's here every Friday for a full hour to answer any and every question. Texter says, Scott, every time you run Luke Simons down and say he should apologize, what about you? You keep saying, let's go, Brandon. When are you going to apologize? It seems that what Simons
for
said...
what?
I don't know. It seems that what Simons said that kicked the two-third corrupt legislator off into a frenzy. F is such a low vocabulary word, and you being a Catholic should know better. Have I ever used the F word on this radio program, Kev?
No.
Todd?
Burn your life?
You know, I'm not that perfect, trust me. But
it's not
never,
one of your top 10 words, though.
No, it's not one of my top 10 words, and I would be happy if it was out of my vocabulary. I love how the folks that call Donald Trump everything in the book now are triggered when you say, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon is not F.
But he's my favorite NASCAR driver. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah, and the Luke Simons thing, again, really? Really? You can
I can cheer for whoever I want in NASCAR.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA.
Where it began.
That's where every good meal begins.
I can't begin to know it.
You'll never forget it.
But then I know it's growing strong.
Swedish meatballs for lunch today on NP Avenue. Meat lasagna in Glendon. Salisbury steak in Yulin. Your choice of the tater tot hot dish or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City beef tips and gravy, scallop potatoes and ham. What's for lunch today? I'm good with more Neil Diamond there. You don't have to go away quite yet.
Ham.
There we go.
Potatoes and ham.
Potatoes and ham. Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And you're going to love the lunch today. Hot, home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. Let's go. We're watching you. So good. So good. So good.
Happy
time. Here we go. Feel like I'm right there at a UND hockey game. Love it.
You see that text that came in about golfing with Neil Diamond?
I did. Great story.
We got to golf with him in Rapid City. We were on the range. He asked us if we wanted to join him for nine. Just an average guy.
That is Very cool story.
That is great.
Texture says, played golf with Neil Diamond in Rapid City. Wow, would I love to have been a part of your foursome there, I tell you. Texture says, hey, Scott, before you shovel, maybe you should check the weather and wait until it's done snowing and blowing. Don't shovel until it's done snowing and blowing. Well, thank you for the genius tip there. The problem is, it was like Groundhog Day yesterday because it did stop snowing and it would snow some more. And shovel stops. It was like a candid camera moment. Crazy. Radio graffiti. 1 minute. 1 minute only. Anything that's on your mind today, lay it on us, folks. Tell you what's on my mind. The weakness shown by Joe Biden is bringing international chaos. When the United States of America is not feared, when its word is not taken seriously, all of us are in peril. And wasn't it a sad state of affairs to hear the United States government over the weekend saying, if you are an American in Ukraine, get out, get out, get out. Think about that. Flee with your tail between your legs. Because Vladimir Putin does not fear us. Vladimir Putin is about ready to, thumb old Joe Biden right in the nose. Incredible. That was the weekend. Get out, get out, get out.
Yeah, but don't worry, there's sanctions coming, and I'm sure Putin's all worried about those.
Well,
sure he's, yeah.
Imagine all the work of a bipartisan group of senators, of the State Department and everything else, saying, Putin, if you do this, bad things will follow. And then in one little rambling, whatever that was, of a stream of consciousness from Joe Biden in that press conference on Wednesday, basically says, as long as it's kind of a minor incursion, everything will be fine, and then we'll kind of have to argue about what to do, and all of it undone. In a span of a moment. And if you don't think China is watching this and saying, Taiwan, here we go. Once those Olympics are done, here we go. Put a meme up. You can feel free to share it, Todd, Kevin, over the weekend.
Yeah.
And
I will.
It was a Facebook question from Delta Airlines, one of those dumb little questions they do every now and then. And they're trying to get you to travel without saying travel. And, get you thinking about a city you like, and then maybe you'll get back in a plane. It's kind of cute marketing. Anyway, question Delta Airlines asked was, name a city that changed your life. And somebody replied, Wuhan.
Yeah, that would be one. Yeah.
And you know what? That really struck me. It really struck me to say, think of what the Chinese, what Wuhan did in hiding the football at a minimum. You can assign pure motives to them. Okay, this lab, and they did I don't buy it. I think the coronavirus was a bioweapon myself, and the cover-up that came after everything. But at a minimum, millions had died before they told anybody anything about it and made everything more difficult with the coronavirus, okay?
Question should have been, what city changed your life for the absolute worst nightmarish possible scenario?
2 years of our life.
Yeah.
2 years of our life. Vaccines are good. Vaccines are bad. Mandates are the way to get people to comply with behavior.
All of it.
You know, just how many people have died? How many people do you know? They've been in the hospital. Are the worst of the worst. All comes back to one. They are at war with us, and we act like this is a picnic. And we are weak on the international stage. Weak. All right, you got what's on my mind. Now I want to know what's on yours. Mike, you got a minute. Go!
Yeah, good morning, Scott and Todd. I'm disgusted with these warmonger senators. We are now sending 5,000 troops to Ukraine. And just think, our troops, our sons, our young children are going to die for Biden. Isn't that something? I think Kramer should be ashamed of himself. He's a warmonger. We shouldn't be in Ukraine. Russia started in Ukraine. I don't get it. You guys, if you would check your history books, Russia owns Ukraine. We should stay out of there. And I believe Putin's not going to go in. It's going to embarrass this idiot in the White House and these idiot warmongers like Kramer. Thank you.
So let me see if I can understand what the definition of a warmonger is in this case. You're talking about a bipartisan group of senators that went there to say, Ukraine, we stand with you. Russia, don't do this. Or else. They're now warmongers?
He's corrupt.
Well, find me a leader over there that isn't. In some way, shape, or form, corrupt.
They launder all our tax money. I don't know why we're there.
Is Amy Klobuchar a warmonger then?
Yeah.
She was there.
Oh, yeah. They all are. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So, Mike, we would be better to say, Ukraine, screw you. Vladimir Putin, yep. Do what you want. You think 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, that bodes well for the United States to just let Vladimir Putin do whatever he wants to do?
Yes, I do. Putin.
All right. I got it. 800-228-0550. Texter says, will Russian sanctions include woke shaming? I'm sure that will work for them as well as it works for American citizens. Texter says, just say no to war with Russia. Our new woke military will lose handily. Also, the notion that we're going to send troops to secure Ukraine's border while allowing unchecked illegals to pour in through the southern border is absolutely absurd. I agree with you. And it is amazing how that is ignored. I agree with you. But we're not going to send large amounts of troops into the Ukraine. What we're doing is standing up against Putin's aggression. It isn't like we're going to send hundreds of thousands of troops over there. Nobody said that. But I think the alternative is to say, Putin, do what you will. And the idea that somehow that will bode well for us, I just don't know. Francisco in Bismarck, Craig in Moorhead on deck when we come back for your 1 minute. 1 minute only, Radio Graffiti, what's on your mind? Whatever it is today, lay it on us. More coming up.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees. And safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow today. Amazing offer, January only. So do the math. It is the 24th today. We're down to a week for you to take advantage of the 50% off sleepwear sale. Anything that makes you sleep better, helps you sleep better. Sheets, 2-inch mattress topper, blankets, quilts, comforters, all 50% off. And they have a blowout sale on things like the body pillow and case. Now only $39.99. Normally, well over $100. MyPillow.com, radio listener square, 50% off bedding products, and great deals on the sales pillowcases and single towels. A lot of really good deals. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Francisco and Bismarck, you're on the clock for a minute. Tell us what's on your mind.
This is in regards to the last caller, who obviously doesn't know his history once again. Ukraine has been invaded by Poland. It was invaded by Greece. It was invaded by Moldavia. Ukraine, similar to Poland, has been invaded by multiple countries, including Russia. Russia invaded Ukraine and annexed it. And to suggest that the United States should sit on its thumbs and do nothing, I would refer again back to history. The Western powers, did nothing when Hitler began rising to power. They did nothing my point is that to do nothing
I know what you mean. I know what you're saying, Francisco. It enables evil is all it does.
Exactly. Now, I'm not suggesting, and it's my understanding that the United States is not sending 5,000 troops to Ukraine. They're sending them to Europe to support the NATO allies. They are not sending them to Ukraine. So, and another interesting, and I speak because my wife is from Ukraine. She has family in Ukraine, mother and father and cousins. And in a conversation last night with a cousin who served in Moscow in the military, he stated that the Russian military equipment is extremely poor. It'll be interesting to see, God forbid that the war does start, but it would be interesting to see what quality the military, the Russians have on the field as compared to the American or U.S. and allied military equipment. They are, what, 4 or 5 times the number of tanks, troops, and so forth that Ukraine can field. But and it's really a split 50-50 in the people living in Ukraine as to whether or not Russia really will invade. They're preparing, but the people living there have a little bit different insight in as compared to the people here in the United States.
Well said, Francisco. Well said. Thank you. Craig and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, he's got relatives there, and he makes some very good points. Here's my concern. For 4 years, we heard that Trump's going to get us in a war. We got to get rid of him. Okay, fine. We got rid of him. Now, I'm supposed to trust the same generals and the same administration that handled the debacle in Afghanistan to go over there and get our sons and daughters killed? I'm sorry. I'm not on board with this. I don't trust Biden for a minute or the woke generals that are in charge. That's all.
Well, I'm with you. I'm not trusting Biden or the woke generals, but I don't think that means you turn a blind eye to Vladimir Putin. And again, we're doing what NATO countries do, right? And we're part of NATO. And I think we all can agree NATO as it was intended.
Scott, and don't forget. I'm with Tucker Carlson. Listen to Tucker Carlson. This is warmongering. This is an industrial complex. This is building armaments. This is a lot more, and I'm supposed to trust Biden to handle it? No way. I'm not on board. Thank you.
But what's the alternative?
The alternative is we're screwed with a leader like Biden. What is the alternative? You tell me.
So in this case, what you suggest, it sounds like what Tucker Carlson is suggesting, is that Putin gets his way. And then China says, well, U.S. isn't going to join in, not going to stand up to this, so let's just take Taiwan. And pretty soon...
5,000 people killed, and then we'll see who gets his way.
I know 5,000 anyway, people are going to Europe to support getting them military assets stood up so they defend themselves.
Give them a minute.
Led with
I think that's just sad.
Craig, appreciate the call. Bob in Valley City, you got a minute? Go.
Yeah, I got something different than Ukraine. I don't know. I've been on your show a couple of times about the Cheyenne Care Center and the way they treat their COVID employees and stuff. Well, my daughter's lost 60 days of employment because she was exposed or something, and she had to stay home, did her duty, and said, well, I was exposed to somebody. So they go home for 10 days, test her, and she comes back. Well, this time she actually did get COVID. And by the way, she never drew a penny of COVID pay or not any pay at all for all the time that she was off. And this time she tested positive for COVID. And I said, well, one good thing out of you're going to get paid when you're home. She goes, no, I'm not. I said, but you got COVID. She goes, yeah, but I'm not vaccinated. They approved my vaccination exemption. But their rule is if you're not vaccinated and you get COVID, you don't get COVID pay. This is the Cheyenne Care Center in Valley City. They got a couple hundred employees. They got millions of dollars of COVID pay, and this is how they treat their employees. I'm just so upset with this company, and I keep telling my daughter, you got to quit that organization. They don't give a crap about any employees. It's just the bottom line with them. Every opportunity that they have, they take to not pay their employees. Yet they get millions of dollars worth of COVID relief from the government. And it's just not right. And nobody does anything about it. And by the way, I was the same guy that called in last about a month ago about that doctor that got fired from that clinic in Jamestown, and you were going to check into it. Have you checked into that? Have you found out anything?
Remind me the clinic name so I can ask Super Producer Chris Larson where we're at with that. What was the name of the clinic?
I can't remember the clinic, but it's in Jamestown. It was... She prescribed my son ivermectin, and then somebody else got it, so we referred it to that doctor, and she's no longer here, and we finally got it out of him, and we talked to the health department in North Dakota, and they say that they're not allowing ivermectin to be prescribed in North Dakota anymore, and you said you were going to check into it.
Well, we did check on ivermectin with the Department of Health, and we talked to Sanford about that as well. I remember the story. I think we needed to know what the doctor's name was, where the clinic is. Hang on, Bob. If you can give us more information about that, we'll definitely track that down. But back to the Cheyenne Valley Care Center a moment. And, Daniel, if you could get Bob's information so we can, I believe any doctor that prescribes ivermectin at the request of a patient should not be fired, should trust the patient and a patient's right to try. And it has been sad to watch what's happened there. Just saw a story about a couple from North Dakota. We're in North Dakota where, same thing, a husband got COVID. The wife was pleading for some of these therapies to be used, wouldn't do it, so they transferred him to a hospital in Texas. And he died there. Chris Larson is tracking that one down, too. So if you can get that information from Bob, that'd be great. But back to the Cheyenne Valley Care Center. To penalize an employee and single them out because they've made a personal health decision is so wrong. I can't even believe it. Especially now when you are seeing rampant cases amongst those vaccinated. So if a vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID-19, how in the world can you then single out people who haven't been vaccinated to treat them differently? In a healthcare facility of all things. Wrong, wrong, and wrong again. To Zap we go, and Becky, you got a minute on the clock for Radio Graffiti. Go, Becky.
I think we're missing the whole point. China owns Biden already. And the Olympics are going to start. We're going to send hundreds of athletes over there. And Russia and China are both going to invade. Then what do we do? They got all of our hostages. Biden is a puppet for China already. Bottom line.
Is the irony of the fact that Donald Trump was impeached based on a call where some Yahoo Uber Lib said he said what he didn't say, and when the transcript came out, it proved he didn't say what the Uber Lib said he did about the Ukraine, and that Russia, collusion with Russia.
Yep. I really think Biden is a puppet for China. And with Taiwan and the Olympics coming, we're going to send over our athletes to become, hostages when they invade Taiwan, and then we're going to sit on our thumbs and do nothing anyway. That's my prediction.
I think his son's done pretty well financially with the deals in China, too. Yep. Imagine if that was Don Jr. Becky, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jim Fargo, got a minute? Go.
Yeah, it's really disheartening to hear everybody talk about, well, what's going to happen if this country invades some other country that isn't America? Meanwhile, we've been invaded for the past 30 years. Nope, none of our allies are saying, hey, let's send them some arms. Let's beef up their border. No, we're talking about Ukraine's borders, Taiwan's borders, Israel's borders, everyone's borders except for America. And we want to send more young Americans to die for the globalists. We want to bring over more refugees from the war and this and that. We haven't learned a damn thing. Like, good Lord, figure it out, people.
All right.
Great point. Said that this morning. Steve, care about every other border but ours.
Well, that's just flat wrong. There's no doubt about that. And the media's corrupt, corporate media is so complicit in that it's unbelievable. What they don't report is every bit as important. Steve Minot, go!
Yeah. One thing that people seem to forget about the Ukraine is after the Soviet Union broke up, to keep Ukraine from becoming a nuclear power, Clinton signed a treaty with them saying that we would protect them against all enemies. And I think treaties mean something, but maybe not to America. I don't know. But I think we're the last need to be taking care of our own borders, too.
Well, of course we should, but that doesn't mean we like Putin. Again, we've seen this movie before. You know, the idea that you'd let Putin, do what Hitler did and just decide he's going to invade and take countries and watch that happen, not think it's going to get to our shores at some point, is crazy. And I don't think we're sending troops like we were sending troops to Iraq or Afghanistan. We're sending 5,000 troops and a lot of help, like with other NATO countries, to Europe to shore up the defenses of the Ukraine. Very different. Steve, thanks for the call. More
now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Todd's probably going to hit the buzzer here any second, but in the era of the Wuhan flu.
Wow.
You didn't hit the buzzer. Maybe I...
Well, not in the middle of paid advertising.
No. You got away with that one.
The China flu. Can we call it what it is?
Absolutely.
SARS-19 coronavirus. It came from a lab in Wuhan, all right? And sometimes good things come out of bad things, and the focus that has returned to caring for your immune system is probably the most valuable thing for any virus, any flu, any pandemic. however it comes, wherever it comes from, building up your immune system, which comes from 20 minutes a day in a hot tub, hot spring spas, a sauna. You can't go wrong. Research that proves this day in and day out. So see the wellness pros at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables to walk in there and say, I want to do what I can do to build my immune system up, to take on whatever comes my way. They'll fix you up. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, the number 2.com. Radio Graffiti till the top of the hour. Matthew and Fargo, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Go!
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Very grateful. You guys have a ministry, so keep it up.
Thank you.
My concern is why are we mingling in affairs 5,000 miles from our border when we can't even protect our own border? The only reason in my mind is there's blackmail. Biden, Ukraine has information on Biden and his son and business dealings that are obviously in our best interest to try to protect, or Biden's best interest to protect. So I'm just curious your guys' thoughts to that. But our border down south is like Swiss cheese, yet we're interfering with something that doesn't concern us at all.
Okay, let me ask you, if we were to turn the clock back and say that about Hitler, we could have made the same argument then. I think history proves the decisions we made saved this country. We'd be speaking German otherwise, no?
No, you're right, Scott, but the problem is Biden is not a leader. The only reason he's going for this has to do with self-interest. It has nothing to do because, you know, that's global. They want the whole world to be, you know, Biden doesn't have a fierce backbone in his body. So my concern is the only reason we're going for that. Yes, we need to stop tyranny and we need to stop the Hitlers of the world. But quite frankly, I think the only reason we're involved and we're going to start bringing troops is because Biden's trying to protect and save face, because there's something, they have something on him and his family.
Well, there is no doubt. I mean, I think we can agree that Biden is a puppet, ineffective. I mean, and thankfully the polls suggest that the American people are waking up to his incompetence. The southern border is a travesty. It is a travesty, and the damage from that is going to be decades long. And talk about lives changing as a result of the human trafficking, the drugs pouring in. Just last week, northern border, there were people smuggled across the border. 4 people dead because they saw the weakness at our northern border. So I'm 100% with you that Biden is awful, that our southern border is a disaster. It's his making, but I don't think that means we throw Ukraine to the wolves. That's all I'm saying. Matthew, please call again. Well said. Betty in Ellendale, you got a minute. Go.
I think that we should stay out of other countries' business. Look at the big mess in the Middle East. It's horrible. There's so many Christians over there suffering because we didn't stay out of it. We need to keep our stuff at home and bring our troops home. And let the Lord take care of things. And Ukraine was, they did have a leader favorable to Russia, but we overthrew them. And so I think we ought to bring all the troops home from everywhere and let these countries take care of themselves. Thank you.
Betty, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. By the way, I misspoke earlier when I talked about that couple. It was a Minnesota couple. The husband, Scott Quiner, from Buffalo, Minnesota, 55 years old, died Saturday in a hospital in Houston, Texas. The St. Paul Pioneer Press story starts this way. An unvaccinated COVID patient who was transferred from Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids to a hospital in Texas has died. And the hospital in Minnesota despite the pleas of his wife, Anne, would not give him COVID therapies. What in the world have we become, ladies and gentlemen? What have we become? Texter says, send the 5,000 troops to protect our borders. Texter says, hey, how about getting the armament left in Afghanistan to Ukraine? Well, China's already got all the good stuff, folks. Texter says, the people supposedly making the decision that ivermectin cannot be prescribed by a doctor, are they doctors or are they practicing medicine without a license? Another texter, my Germans from Russia ancestors came from Odessa, Ukraine. They were given land by the Tsar after Russia conquered and annexed in Ukraine. The land came with the serfs, slaves upon it. The Germans in my family came from what is now France. God bless you, folks. More coming.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.